Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Job, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Singa Ajisafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic for discussion is the rules of evidence. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As usual, I welcome our listener to this worldwide internet blog talk radio. Just like the presenter has just said, the topic of today's broadcast, which is the rules of evidence. The rules of evidence. As we all know that in this world that we are living today, the most important things that people want to capitalize their action on are always based on evidences. So, we want to have a discussion how to relate the evidence, which is a mostly a physical thing, as a believer who believe in Creator as God that created heaven and earth, so that we'll be able to live a comfortable life in this world that we are. By dictionary, evidence is defined as ground for belief or disbelief. It could be data, or they call it data, on which to base proof or to establish truth or falsehood. Let me just repeat again. Evidence can be defined as a ground for belief or disbelief. Data on which to base proof or to establish truth or falsehood. That is the definition, the typical one for definition of evidence. Well, I will quote one of the Supreme U.S. Justices of the United States of America in a preliminary hearing for the nomination into Supreme Court. Her name is Sonia Sotomayor. Pardon me if I cannot come. Pronounce it correctly. During our preliminary hearing for a selection or election into the Supreme Court, she uttered a very wonderful statement, which I want to quote. It's a phrase. She said, "I have faithfully applied certain laws with the court precedence to the facts of the case at hand." That is a quotation of a professional judge, now become justice of the Supreme Court of the United States of America. I would like us to let us know in this discussion what evidence, the function of evidence, and how it related in human justice. You remember the definition I gave, that it was a ground for belief or disbelief. That is a data on which to base proof or to establish truth or falsehood. Then, I will give us an animation of the justice, which is outcome of the evidences. Associated with judicial buildings all over the world, including the U.S. Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C., are statues of Lady Justice, quote, which is in Greek, Justitia, to use the name given by the Romans to their goddess of justice. In these statues, which is called Lady Justice, there are typical three objects which are associated with her. One, a set of scales in one hand for weighing evidence and balance fairness with justice. If you have the opportunity to go to the Supreme Court or when you see when they want to show the statues of justice, it is there. You will see a Lady Justice there. Then I'll just import the three objects which are associated with what symbol it is just telling us. Number one, a set of scales in one hand for weighing evidence and balancing fairness with justice. Two, a double-edged sword in the other hand, which symbolizes reason and justice. And three, a blindfold over her eyes. This one signifies the equal application of the law to every person. I haven't seen that one now, which this is a real animation of the statues which human justice, which is outcome of evidence, is. Then I want to establish the evidence based on human perspective, even in the word of God, which is scripture. In the book of Genesis chapter 37, from verse 29 to 35, I will read quickly. Genesis 3:7, from verse 29 to 35. I read New King James Version. He read thus, then Reuben returned to the pit. And indeed, Joseph was not in the pit. And he tore his clothes. And he returned to his brothers and said, the lad is no more. And I, where shall I go? So they took Joseph's tunic, killed a kid of the goats, and dipped the tunic in the blood. Then they sent the tunic of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, we have found this. Do you know whether it is your son's tunic or not? And he recognized it and said, it is my son's tunic. A wild beast has devoured him. Without doubt, Joseph is torn into pieces. Then Jacob tore his clothes, put sackcloth on his waist, and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters arose to comfort him. But he refused to be comforted. And he said, for I shall go down into the grave to my son in mourning. Thus his father wept for him. The rules of evidences. Typically, there are four types of evidences. There are four types of evidences, and which are real evidence. I will still go back to it. Demonstrative evidence, documentary evidence, and testimonial evidence. Those are the four typical types of evidences. Typically, three objects are associated. Typically, what I've just said in these evidences that I'm talking about, that I said, real, demonstrative, documentary, testimonial. Some rules of evidence apply to all four types, and some apply only to some or one of them. Just like the passage of the scripture that I just read. The Bible reader knows the story of Joseph and his brother. But from verse 29, you will see what happened. So especially when you go to verse 31 and 33, when we talk about the rules of evidences, then I want to go to the function of evidence. Function of evidence or functions of evidence. Evidence must shown to be relevant. Admissible. It could be material and competent, and it's not barred by an exclusionary rule. That is legal terminology. Don't worry about that, because we are dealing with physical into spiritual. And to let us expose the futility of human law or human justice or the evidence which is based on perception of human being. Then I have another point that I want to bring out before I started enumerating about the types of evidences, which I call the relativity of evidence. The relativity of evidence. Don't worry, it could sound so legal. But every one of us in our daily living, everyone have rules and law. It could be to ourselves. It could be in our home. It could be the law that even within our club, our working place, and so on and so forth. Then I said, relativity of evidence. Evidence is relevant when it has any tendency or evidence is relevant when it has any tendency in reason to make the fact that it is offered to prove or disprove either more or less probable. See the story in that Genesis 37. Joseph's brother, I'm not trying to go into the story of Joseph. See what they did, they took Joseph's tunic, killed a kid of the goats, and dipped the tunic in the blood. Then they sent the tunic of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, "We have found this. Do you know whether it is your son's tunic or not?" And he recognized it and said, you will see, based on the relativity of the evidence, before Jacob's now, there is no doubt before him, in collaboration with what the brother of Joseph did to him without knowledge of Jacob. But the evidence before their father is now beyond any reasonable doubt, confirming that Joseph has been killed. I would like us to be following these things seriously. Because it is true that the knowledge of man in this present day are so sophisticated. But the irony is that the increase of human knowledge in this latter day has the understanding of humanity decrease or decreases astronomically. Don't let me go to beyond. We are trying to discuss about evidences. When we talk of evidence as a material, it's over to prove a fact that is at issue in the case. Evidence could be a material. Evidence is competent if the proof that is being offered meets certain traditional requirement of reliability. You will see the technicality in human system of justice. And that is why we do not, as a believer, who believe in the validity of the Word of God and believe in God as the creator of heaven and earth, that when you have tried your best in submit yourself to the law of land, and that you try yourself in doing it with the fear of God, you should not be afraid or focus on the technicality. Joseph's brother, in today's evidences, has validated everything to reprimand or to convince their father of what they are trying to sell to their father as what happened to Joseph. Then I want to quickly go into the types of evidences, like I just said. The four types of evidence, which I said, real evidence, demonstrative evidence, documentary evidence, and testimonial evidence. Real evidence is a thing, the existence or characteristics of which are relevant and material. It is usually a thing that was directly involved in some event in the case. You know, Joseph's brother, with Joseph's many color, with blood of an animal, this is a real evidence. But it's beyond that. But we are not talking about legal means. We just want to just get awareness so that we be able to live in the fear of God and stop criticizing, because by logic or by reason, you might not be able to even understand why innocent go to jail and the criminal get even or get out without even being punished. For instance, in real evidence, it could be material, that is the written contract upon which an action is based, is real evidence, both to prove his terms and that it was executed by the defendant, like a credit card company, especially in the Western world. I think the African people, our developing country, are emulating it, which is not so good. They will sell an idea, then you will sign contract, but they will deceive. But the written contract that you sign has just imprisoned you and committed you, whether you like it or not, without any condition that you might be. And that is part of real evidence. Let me move quickly. Then demonstrative evidence. Demonstrative evidence is just what the name implies. It demonstrates or illustrates the testimony of a witness. It will be admissible when, with accuracy sufficient for the task at hand, where it fairly and accurately reflects that the testimony is otherwise unobjectionable. That is a legal mean, but I don't want to just worry us with all those things. Demonstrative evidence could be diagram of the scene of an occurrence or a map that says, okay, when he take this scene, he go this way and that way. Then the third one is documentary evidence. Documentary evidence. In documentary evidence, this documentary evidence is often a kind of real evidence, as for example, where a contract is over to prove its terms. When a document is used this way, it is authenticated the same way as any other real evidence by a witness who identify it, or less commonly, by witnesses who establish a chain of custody for it. But the problem with documentary evidence is that because it contains human language and because of the historical development of the common law, documents present special problems not presented by other forms of real evidence, such as when they contain hearsay. So, in the case of Jesus Christ trial, you can see some of the documentary, you can see all these four types of evidences combined together in his trial to convince him to crucify him. When dealing with the documentary evidence, this is a good idea to ask yourself four questions. And the questions are, one, is there a parole evidence problem? Is there a best evidence problem that is alternative to that? Is there an authentication problem? Is there a hearsay problem? Then I quickly go to the fourth part, which is called testimonial evidence. Testimonial evidence, this is the most basic form of evidence and the only kind that does not usually require another form of evidence as a prerequisite for its admissible. In general, a witness competent if he meets four requirements. Before a testimonial evidence can be admissible, the witness must meet these some criteria, which are four. He must, with understanding, take the oath or a substitute. You know, when you go to court or when you want to do something, they will declare an oath and some things like that. He must have, that is number two, he must have personal knowledge about the subject of his testimony. He must remember what he perceived. You can see all this language, perceive, not necessarily mean real. He must be able to communicate what he perceived. I want to stop in this kind of broadcast today, the rules of evidence. We are living in the fallen world today, and there is no doubt in the knowledge of human beings. Human beings are trying to make senses out of everything. But the actual reality is that there is a flaw in human evidences and justice. Just like what I just said, perception. That is another big topic about that. But in this scenario, especially in the book of Genesis 37, which I base my discussion today, we can see what happened to Joseph by his brother, because they determined to hate him because of is potential. The same thing is happening today as it was in those days. A nation can bring or they can fabricate an evidence against their enemy counterpart to go into war. Even within a nuclear family, brother and sister can determine to fabricate an evidence. Remember what the evidence are. Like I just said, especially when we talk about relativity of evidence, that is, it's relevant when it has any tendency in reason to make the fact that it's offered to prove or disprove either more or less probable. I want us to consider in human world, in this fallen world, and as a believer in this end time, not to focus too much on hearsay or the knowledge of humanity. Don't make mistake. Everything that's happening, God's still in control. There is nothing but good and evil that is outside of God. He created everything. But what he wants us to know is that even when we go through one something that we cannot understand, we have to take a moment and put our trust in him. Look at what happened to Jacob here. Especially in Genesis 37 that I told you, verse 33. The Bible said, he recognized it and said, it is my son tunic. A wild beast has devoured him. And actually, nothing happened to him. So also, in our life, it might look like a wild beast has devoured our destiny. Based on what is surrounding us, based on the evidences that we are seeing, it could be government, it could be sickness, it could be financial problem, it could be anything. But as a man that has faith in God, we should not be like Joseph, like Jacob. Of course, it's difficult. But this is to tell us how depravity and the capability of the world of deception that we are living. Jacob saw the evidence. It is real. If you read the Bible, you will see many things in that. But when you keep on reading the book of Genesis, you find out that Jacob that said that his son has been dead and refused to be comforted, though he put his trust in God. You find out later he met Joseph, his son. He blessed Joseph's son. He lived with Joseph. He died before Joseph. And that is to say, as we believers too, that believe God, when we go through certain things, don't let us conclude with evidence of what we evidence that we have that is how our life is. You might be affected by your past, but you are not defined with it. There was a story to end this thing. A man jailed for 23 years by error in New York. And there was a defense against people, opinion, justice flaw. I don't have time to finish. But next time when we keep on talking about, when we keep on talking about system of justice, we find out it's only God, law, and who believe in him, we have joy and peace of mind. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Please tune in for another broadcast on May 26, 2013, on which the topic will be the rules of law at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Please tune in and may God bless you. Thank you.